Thank you so much. That looks really cool. I want to welcome all of you to this incredibly special night and weekend. Thank you. I just want to take a second to say something about the area that you're occupying right now. The Northeast Kingdom of Vermont is, as you now know since you've driven up here, to me, possibly the most beautiful, one of the most beautiful areas in the world, certainly in the country. I used to live here. I lived here, I think it was in 1985 or 86. After the four of us met, we started the band in 83. We had a couple of years where we played. And three of us, myself, Paige, and John, went to Goddard College, which is in Plainfield, in central Vermont. One summer there, I was studying music and trying to learn composition, and I moved into a cabin in West Charleston, which is the next town over. If you looked at a map, it's basically like over where that red light is, I guess, probably that right over there. Very, very small town. And I spent the summer living in an unheated cabin with Marley, my dog, and it was just the two of us. Thank you for acknowledging Marley, who is no longer with us. And it was at that period, and that summer, and it's something about the peacefulness of this area, and I did a lot of walking in the woods, went to Lake Willoughby and places like that, that I think defined what Fish ended up becoming. It was at that point in time that I remember writing a lot of music and trying to make an attempt to create a style of music that was unique and forward-thinking and maybe a little bit more wide open. Thanks. So there were some specific tunes that were written in that cabin. One of them I'm going to save for tomorrow night. And I'll tell you, but one of them I want to play right now. The one I want to play tomorrow night, well, we'll play it tomorrow night, but it is very interesting to me because I wrote it in that cabin, and then I remember driving into Burlington, and the three of these guys were playing, were living together in that little house next to the Harry Hood plant, and I remember playing it for them, and it was symbolic that this was this kind of new direction that we were going to take. Anyway, the other one we're going to play right now, but... it's called David Bowie. There you go. I'm sorry, I'm going to blab a little bit longer because this is my last chance. Fish, just need to stop for 1 second. The point being that setting out to write David Bowie, the idea was, and you guys can tell me how well this worked or how well it didn't, the idea was, I remember being in this cabin and wondering, how far can you push it in the harmonic and rhythmic language and still have people dancing? So the idea was that people are dancing, and I'm wondering if people can dance right through this, you know, and if you can keep moving. So your challenge, if you take it, is to dance through this thing. And it was written right near this very spot, so it feels like very full circle to be back here years later when, at that point in time, it was just a theory, you know? We didn't have any fans or anything. So now we're back, and here you are. So now you have to dance to David Bowie.